Talk Live.
855-453. You can give us a call and talk about whatever you want on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-453. We've been on this NSA thing all night long. It's been just discussing your right to privacy, the government intrusion upon that, and the government exploiting information that they get from basically themselves, rich and powerful people around the world. It's an article from Reason.com, and it's been included an interview from a gentleman named Russ Tice, who is a Bush administration whistleblower, and here now saying that William Binney, another former NSA officer, told frequent spy documenter James Bamford that he and J. Kirk Wiebe approached the Obama administration about putting safeguards on data collection and were brushed off. We are like...
What kind of safeguards?
We are like that far from a turnkey totalitarian state, Binney told Bamford.
That far.
That far.
Yeah,
I think we might already be there.
The tank's already rolled.
Some people would say we're in a totalitarian state. Other people would say you're crazy. You're a bunch of crazy conspiracy
theorists. That's true.
And at some point or another, those people will get their taste of it, too. And at some point, at that point, by the way, at the point where you're finally figuring out it's a totalitarian state for you, because you know it's a totalitarian state for others, but for you, well, that's when it's too late, I think.
Right.
Yeah, it might be too late now.
Yeah, it's interesting to point out because I listen to a lot of tech radio shows and podcasts that have to do with technology, and all of them are even admitting, and these are not political people by any stretch, and they're saying, the average American just doesn't care that this is even happening. They don't care that the NSA is doing all this stuff. And yet they're very concerned. That group of people is very, very concerned, who are aware of where, I guess, this can go. But they're not politically minded, which I find interesting. But it is interesting that even in other circles, because I think coming out of Free Talk Live, a lot of people will say, the Americans just don't understand. Or they don't care. They're not recognizing that, that we're already in the totalitarian state. But it's not just political people that are starting to see this now. And I think that's important to bring out, too.
The Washington Post reveals that the NSA harvests personal contact lists from around the world, building roadmaps of our connections and relationships that can be very revealing about our lives. Our contacts and connections are just the sort of information that can become part of an awkward dossier, the sort of awkward dossier that elicits cooperative behavior from officials who'd rather their lives be kept under wraps. It's not like blackmail has never been used by government officials before. FBI's J. Edgar Hoover was said to be quite the master of turning inconvenient secrets into cooperative behavior. And that's where it really comes down. How many politicians have, in the United States, how many politicians have mistresses? Or I don't know what you call a gay lover. A mister?
90%, yeah, mister.
I'm not sure, and I don't care. It doesn't matter to me, except the fact you say 90%. I'm gonna back that off in half.
Okay, 45%
have or recently had a mistress or a liaison. That information really valuable because you can control a person with that information. Some people can be controlled with that information. Some people can't. How many of them have used, now that the insider trading is legalized here in this country by politicians? How many of them have used the information that they've had at work to make money in their personal portfolio?
Oh, sure.
Now, it doesn't matter whether that's illegal. It matters whether or not it'll sway public opinion against this politician. Because all I have to do is leak this to this person's opponent running in the next race. No one will ever know how it gets out there.
I don't know if that's that big of a deal. I mean, doesn't the incumbent win 90% of the time anyway?
They do, but sometimes incumbents lose, and you certainly don't want a bunch of information being leaked about you because you're just not...
Imagine some of them, their heads get so big that they don't even care. They're like, these people can't touch me.
Well, you think that when the NSA comes to you and says, here's the folder full of the crap we've got on you, you're going to be voting our way.
Yeah,
the ones that have the big heads are probably not going to be a problem for the NSA anyway.
Maybe.
this is the, one of the reasons I think that Dr. Ron Paul was such a powerful individual out there, is he was so, was such a Boy Scout, so lily white.
Don't you find that weird?
What do you mean?
That he was like that squeaky clean?
No, I think he knew that you had to be.
I don't know.
He started in the 70s. You know,
I got to admit, I've always found that, I mean, you can keep going with your point, but I've always found it odd that, like, he has seemingly done, almost, except for some newsletters, so he's done absolutely nothing wrong.
Yeah, and the newsletter wasn't even him. It was just somebody he didn't police well enough. He didn't police the newsletter well enough. That's the best they got on him. Of course, it's the worst thing that you can paint a libertarian with, which is racism.
Sure.
And that, it's just enough.
That's enough.
You know, racism.
Yeah. Ah!
Yeah, no, I don't. I think that there certainly are people that that are lily white certain parts of their lives, and if there are people that are lily white certain parts of their lives, there are people that are managed to do it most of their life. And I think that he did manage to do it most of his life.
So why didn't they just make something up? I mean, if somebody wanted to bring him down, they could have just said, you know, regardless.
Because he never thought he was going to go anywhere, and he wasn't.
Oh, maybe. Okay.
That's possible. Well, like I say, I mean, you can keep going. I've always found that very strange.
And. You know,
Did they even have to have real information to blackmail somebody, though? Couldn't somebody who had enough power and enough, like some high-up person in the NSA say, look, you know, maybe this isn't true, but we've got some emails showing that you had an affair or whatever, or that you're closeted or whatever.
I think pictures are much more valuable. Mm-hmm. You know, pictures are what really tell the world. I don't know what would happen with emails or what wouldn't. And, yeah, maybe they didn't.
Pictures can be Photoshopped, though. I mean, there's a lot of pictures that are Photoshopped where
it
looks like...
The fact that they haven't employed it doesn't mean that they don't use it. Do you know what I'm saying? Just because they haven't gone after, haven't brought down somebody. And who's to say that every politician that's been brought down up to this point, half of them haven't been brought down because they weren't playing ball with
some
government agency?
But why haven't they blown the whistle on it? Like, why, if there's a lot of politicians that have been being... I'm just kind of playing devil's advocate, like,
because,
to try to debunk the conspiracy theory, if there is one, okay? Like, so why hasn't there been a whistleblower that has said, look, you know, the NSA is blackmailing me for this much, and they're saying they're going to expose something about me?
It'd be really great if one of them would go ahead and do that. First off, you're looking for a group of people that's generally considered to be spineless to act like they have a spine.
Yeah, that's true. And then they'd also expose their
one
secret.
One of them has to, right?
Well, maybe. You know, I guess I hope, not that I hold any hope in any politician, I don't, but I guess I just wonder if, considering like Monica Lewinsky, considering what happened with the governor of South Carolina, considering the governor of New York, all these guys. I mean, these guys are all getting, you know, Bill Clinton. I mean, they're all getting back into positions of relative power or of relative celebritydom, maybe, or whatever. And
yeah.
It's odd that, okay, you know, say you could dangle the carrot as the NSA in front of them and say, look, we'll tell people about it. I would think politicians would have come to the point, it's like, yeah, you know what, in 4 years it won't matter.
Maybe in a few years,
it's turning
extramarital affair won't matter,
right.
But today it still does. Today you're still going to have to fall on your sword,
yeah.
Because Wiener didn't want to leave office, if you'll recall. And
right.
Yeah. So,
but that also proves the point that, okay, so we're theorizing that at least 45% of politicians are having extramarital affairs or they're doing something freaky.
You don't need 45%, by the way. Most of these votes are swayed by like 10%.
Right. But so say it's 45. That's statistically important. That means that it's actually normal. And so then why is this such a problem if it's statistically normal to be freaky? And I think that's
because people believe that their politicians, their police officers, their soldiers are somehow better people than they are.
So then I'm going to blame the people
problem.
And not the NSA.
Oh, I'm with you, dude.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I don't have it. Look, I get it. I understand. But, you know, this is how these organizations manipulate the power that they have in order to get what they want.
Right. And they don't even have to have a law.
No, they don't.
It's just a cultural norm.
Indeed. And the cultural norm is that you don't cheat on your spouse. If you're the kind of person that cheats on your spouse, you're the kind of person that'll lie about other things, so we don't want you to be a politician.
Sure.
855-450-FREE. Your thoughts on this subject or any other. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. I'm one of the many talk show hosts that drink this tea. Talk show hosts endorse products that work. It's our job. So I'm telling you, Life Change Tea works. What does it do? It gently works on your colon to clean and give you more energy. If you have colon problems, life doesn't go so well. One talk show host suggested that the company be called Colonese. Well, that just shows you the product works. Don't be fooled by other wannabe companies. Life Change Tea is number one. Just drink 2 8-ounce glasses a day and feel the difference in your health. You might even save a doctor bill. Ready to order? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Simple. Or call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. One more time, 928-308-0408. If your stomach rumbles at first, that's proof the tea is already working. Just lessen your dose and feel great. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking all evening about sort of privacy issues and the government keeping an eye on you. One thing, if you don't like the way that the government can keep an eye on your money, Bitcoin might be of real interest to you. Bitcoin allows the vigilant individual to operate anonymously when it comes into the area of what they buy and sell. Now, the easiest way to get a Bitcoin account, or wallet, as they call it, is go to blockchain.info. I was just speaking to somebody this evening, and they're like, oh, what's the best one? What do you recommend? Well, if you've got more than, like, $1,000 worth of Bitcoins, maybe more than $5,000 worth of Bitcoins, I recommend an offline cold storage wallet. If you don't know what that is, you've got enough money in Bitcoin that you need to figure it out.
Yeah, think of it as a safe, and think of this as what it is, a wallet.
This is more like a wallet.
Yeah, you only keep in your wallet what you're going to spend.
But it's the safest, best, easiest to use wallet.
Yes, it is. And actually, equally, they just recently are going to be putting out a mixer service on blockchain.info.
What's that mean?
Which shakes up, it allows for more anonymity because it shakes up where the Bitcoin's coming from. It doesn't have to come from... This is an option.
Right, so picture, it's like if you and 100 other people have Bitcoins, and some of those Bitcoins could be traced to people's identities, you put them all in a big pot, mix them around, and then you take out one bit. Like, you put one Bitcoin in a big pot, mix it around, then you take out another one Bitcoin.
This is built in and helps with anonymity. I think it's fantastic.
Blockchain.info to get the best, most useful online wallet. The best thing, in my opinion, is how easily it transfers from laptop to iPhone or Android, whatever it is that you use. And I think that's very, very useful. Now, my head's ready to explode over this privacy issue. But I think that it's worth pointing out, and we're going to put the story online. Stephanie, you've got a real quick. Apparently, they're tracking people through Easy Passes and these toll things.
Oh, Brian had that story, actually.
Yeah, I don't want to read the story. I just want to tell people about it, and we're going to put it up on the Facebook.
Yeah, apparently Easy Passes, the claim is that if you went and got an Easy Pass, and if you asked the person, hey, where does this transmit? Because this does send off signals to the Easy Pass reader.
Mm-hmm. In case you don't know, it's the thing where you can drive through a toll and not have to give
it
money.
Right, it pays your toll, and it's attached to your credit card.
It's the toll remote control.
Yeah. Right, and so they would tell you that, no, it only transmits when it detects another Easy Pass machine. Well, a person ended up actually driving around with one for quite some distance, very, very far away from Easy Pass machines, and it was sending off his location all over the place. So when there's people who are concerned, hey, this is a tracking device.
Where's it sending it to?
Well, that's the part you don't know.
You don't know, yeah.
We'll put that up at the Facebook account.
Yep, and you can decide for yourself.
Facebook.freetalklive.com.
So, I don't know if this is going to make you feel any better, Mark, but there's a woman, a female politician in the U.K., who is saying that women should not go to jail.
Women shouldn't go to jail at all?
Well, she's not saying, like, all women shouldn't go to jail. So here, let me read you what she said. A Tory minister, and Tory, I guess, is one of the political parties over there across the pond. A Tory minister sparked controversy after claiming women criminals only offend because they are vulnerable. She made the remarks as she called
They're a special species of humans that never has evil thoughts.
As she called for more women to be spared from jail. She claimed that many women criminals are not to blame for turning to a life of crime. She said that maybe there are some women who are dangerous and need to be locked up, but if we are going to be serious of reducing offending and reoffending, we have to address the reasons why women offend in the first place.
I think we need to address the reasons why people offend.
I agree. Everything that she's saying, you know, that sounds good, but why don't we replace women with people, right?
Yeah.
Women offenders, she says, are a highly vulnerable group. They commit crime because of that vulnerability and earlier failures to protect and support them. So, i.e., read between the lines, they haven't gotten enough welfare, so that's why they're doing crimes. Yeah, earlier failures to protect and support them. Yeah, I think she's referring to the government there, right?
I've seen a few stories, and these are just anecdotal. These aren't. This isn't a study by any means that I've ever read. That women that are facing, attackers in the home, domestic violence, that use violence to protect themselves, that. You know, that their story, I think that's a really tough situation, right? Like, so if your abuser is lying in bed there and you do something to him while he's asleep, it's because you don't feel like you have any options. I wonder what kind of options you do have. I think it's still wrong, but is jail a solution for it? And I don't think it is. And it's a big mess.
Well,
I also
is
think
jail a solution for a man who drives on a suspended license and doesn't hurt anybody?
No, I don't think so.
No.
But that's a really different situation. I mean, there's...
Yeah, absolutely.
No man's going to get away with killing his wife in bed, whereas we're talking about women getting away with killing their husbands in bed. And it's, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's all this sort of muddy, difficult stuff to talk about.
Right. So she said it costs £45,000 to keep a woman in prison for 1 year. That sounds like an awful lot.
No,
one woman in prison.
Well,
did they give a comparison for men? what the price is?
No, she's like only talking about women. She just doesn't say anything about men.
So, like, I'm wondering, like, how much more do... I mean, I have no idea what women experience in prison. I mean, like, is there a lot, like, do tampons cost a lot? That's a serious question.
No. I'm guessing that cost comes from the overhead and maybe appeals that are going on while they're in prison.
No, £45,000 is really pretty average. If you look at a California prisoner, they're going to be upwards of $60,000 per, per inmate.
Okay, so that's about
the difficulty is when you look at these numbers is that somebody, there's lies, damned lies, and statistics, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a jail that holds 100 inmates and that jail costs $450,000, and I obviously messed up the numbers here, but you're at $4.5 million, and then you're at $45,000 per inmate if you divide it by 100.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you divide it by, if you let one of those inmates go, that prison doesn't cost any different. Mm-hmm. The same lights have to be on. The same guards will be there. The same stuff happens every day. There's just one less bologna sandwich put out on a plastic tray with a plastic fork.
And that's
but probably the same
of
amount
the
of bologna ordered.
It might very well be the same amount of bologna even.
Yeah. You know, so she's talking about the cost of keeping people in jail. Well, she's talking about women, but we're talking about people. And I don't see anything here about ending the war on drugs. You know, there's probably a lot of women are in jail because they have drug problems, right? And
in
that's
Great Britain,
tragic.
It's not as bad. The war on drugs is not nearly as pronounced in Great Britain as
but they still have one, right? They don't have drug decrim.
It's not completely, but it's better. I mean, you know, they treat it more like a medical problem there than they do here.
Right.
This is one of the worst countries in the world, shy of those Middle Eastern countries where they cleave your head off for it. That kind of thing.
Yeah. So she also brought up probably like maybe the point that has some merit here. She said 60% of women who go to jail leave behind children.
Yeah.
Or go to prison.
Well, probably as many men that go to prison leave behind children,
yep,
too.
Yeah, absolutely. But maybe this points out the fact that women are considered more responsible for doing the work of child care.
I think that I don't even know how to separate that from reality,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, I think that obviously it's sexist, but it seems to be true. And I don't know what to say about it.
Well, it is true that women do more work, where people may get into disagreements is should they do more work.
Yeah, and women aren't willing to give up the power that comes around, generally aren't willing to give up the power that comes around having those children either. I mean, that's one has a lot of power.
What power?
There's a lot of power. Well, take up the family court and see whether you the women have power in the area.
Okay, yeah, I agree with you there. But what do you think? I mean, some of this stuff sounds good about not putting people in jail and maybe not focusing on the punishment so much as restitution for the victims. Maybe that's reading into it. But
making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call and talk to us about, well, whatever you'd like to talk about. We're currently talking about what a British politician who says that, well, women shouldn't go to prison. Is that kind of her premise here?
Yeah, basically. Or at least not as many women.
Well, I wonder, when one differentiates between the sexes or between any groups of people and thinks that one should be treated differently than the other, that's the definition of
sexist
discrimination.
Yeah.
And B, it disempowers that group. You know, women are just too dumb to really be able to figure out the law like the men should be able to. Or women are more valuable.
I wouldn't say women. I wouldn't say it.
I'm not saying it either.
No, I'm saying I wouldn't say that it's disempowering to say that a group shouldn't go to jail, but I just think nobody should, you know, men shouldn't be sent to jail either, especially for all these victimless crimes.
Well, yeah, I think that...
And it actually is men that are the majority of the prisoners anyway, so,
sure.
And nobody's talking about them or standing up for their rights or saying, look, these men are unjustly imprisoned.
Plenty of people will stand... Yeah, I mean, you won't find politicians standing
right.
up.
No.
That much is true. Individuals will, when it comes to victimless crimes. I'm of the opinion you're going to need a place to keep a certain percentage of the population. I think that percentage of the population is well below 1% that are simply too maladjusted for whatever reason to live amongst the rest of us. And I don't know, you know, I just think that's what the reality is.
Yeah, I mean, so I guess this brings up a question about jail in the first place, and what is it good for, you know? What's the point of jail?
I think that's a great question to be asking, are penitentiaries the best way to deal with the problems we have on a societal level? And I tend to think that not always. But let's take Robert in Vermont. Wants to talk about the NSA. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey guys, how you doing tonight?
All's well.
Good. Mark, I need to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
I'm going through some trying times right now without not having to throw my stuff out on the street here. But at some point, you know, some things are going to change, and I've been listening to you talk about, you know, the purchasing of bitcoins and gold and stuff like that. And I wondered maybe when it was time for me and right for me and for you, if we could sit down, you could walk me through this. Because I'm thinking about, you know, the future of myself and, you know, my kids and stuff like that. If we buy some gold and some bitcoins and just sit on it, you know.
Yeah,
that's generally what I when it comes to a value based currency, what you would want to do is you would want to hold it for a period of time, speculating on it, moving it back and forth. These aren't the best choices. But you know, if you happen to be in town, Robert, I know you live not too far away, and you know, I'll be happy to spend a little time with you talking to you about it. But I think when it comes to Bitcoin, sooner the better.
But for somebody maybe who's listening on the radio. There are some easy ways to get gold or bitcoins. You have some sponsors, Mark.
Cashintocoins.com is a great way to get some bitcoins, and that's what my advice is going to be. And when it comes to getting gold, I think it's always a good idea to have metals as far as a store of value. You don't know what's going to happen. Bitcoins, they're all the rage right now. I don't know where they're going to be in a year. No one knows where they're going to be in a year. No one knows where anything's going to be in a year. So I like the idea of metals because they've got 5,000 years of momentum behind them. I like the idea of Bitcoin because it seems to have upward momentum right now.
You guys were talking about the NSA earlier, and I got to thinking about that. And, you know, I have it's a track phone, you know, and you buy the cards and you load them in and stuff. It's a non-contracting phone.
Yep.
And something that happened to me, I don't know, maybe about a month and a half ago, and it's never happened to me since I've had this phone. I've had this phone now for about 9 years. Okay.
Wow, bravo.
And it's in a regular LG track phone, and it works well. And I was on Route 9 in Spofford over in Chesterfield.
The geography doesn't matter.
Yeah, and I'm driving along, and I come up to there's a head-on collision.
Ugh.
And, you know, I dialed 911, and as soon as I dialed 911 on this phone, there was this like a strong beep that came in, you know, and it's like I felt like I was being like as if somebody knew where I was. You know what I mean? Am I making any sense at all?
Well, I know those phones are required to have a 9. Like, no matter what, you can always dial 911 on.
Even if you have no minutes.
Just like any phone, anywhere, basically.
Right. Right. No.
It was like an hour. It was like an hour after that. It's like I heard it like it just like it went away, but I felt like it was following me even after the scene. It's like it almost shut itself off almost.
Yeah, you know, I'll admit I'm not really sure what that was, Robert, but pretty much any phone, dumb phone, or what they call dumb phones if they're not a smartphone, it doesn't mean it's a dumb phone. They're usually great. You've had yours for 9 years, which is awesome. What they'll have built into them are like these presidential alert systems, and they'll even have those into the, you know, into your normal cell phones like you have. And those you cannot turn off, be it on a smartphone or whatever, and that is kind of disconcerting because they are designed to alert you. You know, I don't know that it's to track you, though it could certainly, I mean,
they can track you.
Yeah, that communication
phone
can go both ways.
The fact is that they can turn on mini phones. I don't know about a 9-year-old phone. Mini phones, they can turn off remote, they turn on and off remotely. They can listen through the only thing you can do basically with a phone is put it in a Faraday cage.
Right, which is why, like, there used to be cell phones used to give off an analog signal or receive an analog signal. Now everything's going towards a digital, you know, a straight up digital signal. All that's designed so that, yes, some group can interact with your phone. So, I mean, I'm not sure what that was, Robert, but it wouldn't be unbelievable if dialing 911, you know, somehow sent a, you know, some kind of signal to it.
I can really, you know, understand to a point where if they're trying to pinpoint where I am, if I'm at the scene.
Right.
You know, but I mean, I felt like this, you know, the setup, you know, when it came in contact, I felt like it stayed with me for like longer than what it should have.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
I kind of felt strange, you know.
There's a product out there, Robert, that might be able to help you with this. It's called Privacy Case. I've seen it recently online, and what it appears to be is like a portable Faraday cage. It's one single piece of metal, sort of carved out of metal, and it's fascinating. Privacycase.com.
What's the suggested use? You put your cell phone in it?
You put your cell phone in it. Now, if you've got a smartphone that's constantly updating apps and that kind of thing, it's not going to be ready right when you pull it out. You can make your call with it right when you pull it out, but it won't be ready to those apps or anything like that.
It's just a regular LG track phone is all it is. You know?
I know, but there's lots of people listening. Robert Duth, thank you so much for the call. Appreciate it. Anyway, it basically shuts the phone off really, really shuts it off because... You know, if for whatever reason some government agency wanted to follow you, I tend not to worry about them following me, but
yeah,
you never know.
Yeah, well, that's kind of an odd thing because, like, that's what they say, you know, even if your phone's off, if you have the battery in it, they're still able to receive and send signal to some degree. And so the idea is that you take the battery out, you know, and run.
And I read a news story where some stalker was able to find his quarry based on her cell phone use.
Sure. So yeah, triangulation. Right.
It somehow or another, there was that was useful in that
way. Yeah, I mean, and there's some people that, you know, they conspiracy theorize that the reason that a lot of phones today don't have removable batteries is so that they can track, but I don't know. Anyway, go ahead.
Huh. Yeah, I always hearken back to several years ago, like when Brad Jardis was first starting to appear as a character on Free Talk Live and calling in and being on the show and stuff. You know, he said that police departments would routinely use people's phones to track them, and it wasn't really a secret or anything like that. And this was way before any of the NSA stuff came out.
It was before smartphones really were out, too.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they can track you.
Indeed.
It's up to you what you want to do with that information.
Yeah, it is up to you.
Do you go hide in a cave? Do you live your life? I don't know. You tell us.
855-450-FREE.
Plaque buildup in the body is the cause of many unwanted health problems. If you or someone you care about suffers from heart disease, kidney stones, dementia, Parkinson's, Peyronie's, or other chronic health issues, excess plaque in the body could be the problem. Med-5 is a patented product that helps reduce the plaque in your mouth and body. A new daily mouth rinse and tablet that is designed to help liquefy and dissolve and may help get rid of the plaque buildup, toxins, and heavy metals. Log on now to Med5.com. That's MedFive.com and watch a video of renowned cardiologist Dr. James Roberts explaining how simple it is to fight plaque, toxins, and improve your health. Remember, attack the plaque, fight back with Med5. Order now at Med5.com or call 808-779-4209. That's 808-779-4209. 808-779-4209.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Final segment. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-FREE. If you're going to do your online shopping, you know, it's getting to be that, you know, sorry to tell you, man, it's that time of the year. It's getting to be Christmas.
It's not even Halloween, and yeah, the decorations are already out.
They're going to pull down the Halloween decorations and throw up the Christmas decorations, right?
No, they're putting out Christmas before Halloween now.
That's like crazy.
We went to a store a couple days ago that had them.
Yeah, you know, and I see the Halloween decorations, and I don't want Halloween to ever stop. Let's cancel Christmas.
Yeah,
let's let Halloween
exactly.
Roll. Man, sexy.
We need all the costumes.
Yeah.
It's that day of the year that ladies can get dressed up in trashy outfits and no one will say anything.
Oh, no. They're not trashy.
And guys can get dressed up as ladies.
And they can, yeah.
And no one will say anything.
No one will say anything to them. That's cute. Anyway, if you're doing your online shopping, go to shop.freetalklive.com. There you can go through Amazon or Newegg, and you'll get the same prices, the same service that you normally get, but you'll get it. And we'll get a little. You'll get the same stuff, the same prices, the same service. We'll get a little spiff. So it's shop.freetalklive.com. And let's go to Ramon calling in from Miami. Ramon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, we haven't heard from Ramon in a while, huh?
Ramon?
No, I'm always around. I'm never too far. I'm always, you know, carrying the Free King Liberty Movement on my back, even though I'm down in Miami. I told y'all, hopefully one day I'll start my own down here if I get enough people like my partner here sitting next to
me. There you go.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the reason why I'm calling tonight is because, you know, I feel like I love how Ian and Mark always go at it. See, the thing is that's what is appealing to the people, the fact that you guys don't always agree on everything. But I feel like we should come up with better tactics. We always tend to, whatever one of us chooses as a tactic, usually the movement belittles it. Look at Adam Kokesh, for example,
yeah.
Or Rich Paul or whoever. You know, these people have put their lives and careers and families on the line so we all can have our freedom. So I'm feeling like we all have to do our part. I've been calling from show to show, talking about pretty much the same talking points. If people aren't getting it by now, I don't know what to tell them, guys.
Yeah, Ron, I totally agree with you on this subject that something that really is facing the liberty movement is all the critiquing that goes on. Like, you can't do one...
From within.
Within, yeah, mm-hmm. The critiquing from within. And you can't do one thing without getting critiqued and critiqued and critiqued. But at the same time, I'm one of those critiquers because I don't want people critiquing me on my stuff because I just want them to get on board. But when it comes to their stuff, I may not agree with it. So why do I have to get on board with their stuff if I don't agree with it? And that's really the really difficult thing. I totally agree, and I don't know how to get around it.
Are you thinking of anything specific, Ramon?
Oh, wait, he's gone.
Oh, Ramon dropped?
Yep, he dropped.
Oh, I was curious if you know, he was calling about something specific.
Well, he did mention Adam Kokesh. And,
yeah, but that happened a while ago.
He's still in jail.
He's still in jail. That's true.
He considers it a top-of-mind issue. I can assure you Adam Kokesh considers it a top-of-mind issue.
Fair enough. But, you know, there might be some... I'm going to play devil's advocate and defend the critiquing a little bit. Yeah, like, I agree we can be nice and civil and stuff, but how many people have had ideas that may have sounded good in their heads, but then when they told somebody about, hey, I'm going to do a protest in Washington called the... whatever.
It's Rack a Shotgun in Washington.
Yeah,
the
million, you know, Rack a Shotgun March or whatever. And then people said, whoa, 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 this doesn't sound like such a good idea. This is going to be perceived as really violent. Are you sure you want that? And then they changed their mind. You know, that's great. Potentially people have been saved because of that. From jail, from negative consequences, from looking like fools, you know, or whatever. Right?
I just don't know.
It's important to be able to talk these things out.
I'm somewhat exasperated with the, you know, let's call it the liberty movement. I mean, there's no better term with this. Is that essentially it's, you know, the cat herding is so difficult. Trying to get people on board with a message is so incredibly difficult. You can't. You can't get, I mean, it's so fractured. Look, if Free Talk Live, if let's say the top five liberty websites out there, you pick what they are, whatever they are, if they got together and they put their energy behind one thing, they would be so much more powerful than they are by being something, all these separate things. So if Lou Rockwell and Reason and Free Talk Live and Stefan Molyneux, I'm just coming up with random stuff here, all decided that we were going to do one thing together. But we don't agree on things.
Yeah, that's
the difficulty.
Exactly. I was thinking, like, what would that one thing be?
Who knows? Well, I mean, let's say for a second, you know, the Republicans are generally behind Rush Limbaugh, right?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
The Liberty Movement is not generally behind Free Talk Live or Stefan Molyneux or any other liberty-oriented show out there.
Maybe that's a good thing, though.
It may very
Maybe
well
people
be.
People are more
One can make an argument for it, but it doesn't. What it doesn't do is it doesn't torpedo that show into the limelight and get that much more. I mean, if...
I don't know. Free Talk Live is pretty popular, you know, on lots
but
of...
If we had the money of Reason and Lou Rockwell and that kind of stuff pushing us forward...
Free Domain Radio is pretty popular.
It is, but it's not
millions
on a single
of
radio
YouTube
station.
Views. Yeah, but he's got 50 million YouTube views. Or
he's got
downloads or whatever.
Free Talk Live's got 20 million podcast downloads, you know? I mean,
sure.
And if you could put these two together, if, for instance, Ian and Mark and Stefan Molyneux could be on one show together, I don't know, I'm just coming up with stuff.
Yeah.
It would be that much more powerful.
I think you could do that.
Yeah, if we were geographically where he was, or he was geographically where we are, and we're not, so it doesn't happen.
What if, ironically, because I'm critiquing... I don't, at least openly, I don't critique things unless it's something that's violent, and then I'm just, you know, my mouth won't stop yapping. But I wonder if the real problem is that everyone's trying to do something, and maybe that's the whole problem.
You mean like everybody has their own project when maybe people should support existing projects?
No, I wonder if like the whole problem is that anyone's like even doing anything. Like the whole idea is to just stop, you know. I mean for all this stuff to just stop, and everybody's got this plan where, you know, we're gonna highlight it this way, because all these plans, I don't feel that they're really something to actually get more freedom in one's life. It's all theatrics to show, you know, like what the government's doing.
In a lot of cases, that's the truth.
Yeah, I mean, come
on. Civil liberty.
Kokesh is theatrics.
Yeah, that's absolutely
theatrics. Molyneux's an actor, a trained actor.
and does a great show. But
sure.
But, you know, Free Talk Live, I don't know, are we theatrics or are we just a radio program? I don't know.
No, we're just a radio program. But, I mean, at the same time, this is infotainment, right?
Agreed.
And so my point is that, like, I think there's this huge issue. Everybody's like, oh, well, I don't agree with this tactic. I don't agree with this tactic. What they disagree with is... what light that shines on them. Okay, and because it's all it's theatrics. I think it's all a form of entertainment and spotlight stealing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the problem. That I think if people just went and just lived, didn't do any of this stuff, and it's fine that they do. I'm not knocking them for doing it. But if they just lived and they just did, you know, just lived their lives, then kind of like the Christians say, their testimony would be the you know, their life would be their testimony.
That's the prisoner's dilemma, though. The prisoner's dilemma looks at two arrested co-conspirators and shows how there's a benefit for one conspirator to turn against another conspirator. And so when you talk about people going and living their lives, we know that there is a rapacious government out there that is going to attempt to take your freedom from you if you just attempt to live free. Whereas if you, the individual, will go ahead and compromise slightly, then what you do is you actually compromise the liberty of everybody else out there. So you essentially have a plan, which is if your plan starts with if everybody, it isn't going to work.
Yeah, but one of the problems is that you want people to think your way, and you want, like, and that's
yes,
the idea, right? Is to have the critical mass of everybody saying, no, we're not going to pay taxes anymore, or something like that. Well, the best way for that to happen is for other people to see in your mindset that the mindset that you have and the way that you carry yourself makes, you know, you are a happy and maybe cool person. And when they see that, then they're like, oh, well, I want the happiness that this person has. I'm just saying this, you know, beating down the doors, and it doesn't, you know, and reaching out, a lot of the reaching out, I love Free Talk Live, I'm not saying that, but a lot of that, it didn't work for Christians, and I don't think it'll work for the liberty movement. And I think it's just
it worked really well for Christians for a period of time. I mean, you know, Christianity covered Europe.
I think Christianity had to become law for it to spread.
855. I've been given the number. FreeTalkLive.com. I don't know. It's a theory. I can't rebut it. I haven't had any chance to even think about it.
With the singer at the end.
Because it got me, because I'm not ready. Check us out in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Your opinions can always be posted on our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com. And you can post news articles and videos and blog posts at freetalklive.com.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. I'm one of the many talk show hosts that drink this tea. Talk show hosts endorse products that work. It's our job. So I'm telling you, Life Change Tea works. What does it do? It gently works on your colon to clean and give you more energy. If you have colon problems, life doesn't go so well. One talk show host suggested that the company be called Colonese. Well, that just shows you the product works. Don't be fooled by other wannabe companies. Life Change Tea is number one. Just drink 2 8-ounce glasses a day and feel the difference in your health. You might even save a doctor bill. Ready to order? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Simple. Or call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. One more time, 928-308-0408. If your stomach rumbles at first, that's proof the tea is already working. Just lessen your dose and feel great. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.